Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, December 21st, 2005. Today's message is titled The Oldest Christmas Song. And the scripture text is from Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Our family is very excited about this coming Friday evening. Some of our Mennonite and Amish neighbors are going to join us in caroling, most especially to the widowed folks who live alone. Lynn is going to drive the tractor, and the carolers will ride on the hay wagon from house to house. After our caroling, we'll come together at our house for some hot chocolate and Christmas treats, and I am sure we'll continue to sing a few more carols. Does that sound like fun or what? What is your favorite Christmas hymn? I would imagine that a variety of hymns or carols would be expressed if such a poll were taken among Christians. But I'm quite sure that any top 10 list would include songs such as O Come All Ye Faithful, Silent Night, and Joy to the World. Each of these are older, classic hymns that have been sung again and again to express faith by various generations and cultures. But what is the oldest Christmas song? Actually, there was an expression of praise by Mary while she carried Jesus in her womb. That can be found in Luke chapter 1, 46-55, and is often called Mary's song. However, the first song heralding Christ's birth is a brief snippet of angelic praise found in the daily text. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This angelic host had specifically come down from heaven to offer this praise concert in the presence of the shepherds and immediately returned to heaven when it was completed. This angelic praise indeed expresses the essence of the message of Christ's birth. Our Lord's coming surely brought glory to the Father and expressed God's good will toward men. My, does this old world need peace? Wars and rumors of wars abound. Conflict continues to rage in many places, from homes to international relations. Of all the possible meanings for peace, I believe fundamentally the peace the angels referred to is the same as the Apostle Paul later wrote about in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Or as expressed by Charles Wesley, God and sinners reconciled. As we sing our songs of praise and thanksgiving to God this season, let us thoughtfully rejoice in the true meaning of Christmas as we experience God's peace and goodwill in our lives and homes.
Glory to God in the highest. The Latin expression that angels echoed from the heavens, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, is also the refrain from our hearts this Christmas. Although more than 2,000 years has passed since that glorious announcement was hailed to the shepherds in the fields, we continue to sing its refrain in our celebration of your wondrous birth. May we never cease to be in awe and wonder of your coming to earth to become the Son of Man so that we could become sons of God.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that. This is a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and there are many additional resources on the site beginning today. I'll have them up for the next several days. We have our annual family Christmas letter to our family and friends, and we consider so many that receive our materials through the internet our friends as well. And if you care to read that, it is available as a link from the site today. We also have Brooksine reading that Christmas letter, both a streaming audio and the MP3 format. The MP3 is if you'd like to download it and save it to your own computer. The streaming audio is where you can click it and it immediately plays, at least in most computers. Should work. We also have today a very special note in memory of my mom that's blessed us for many years right now, but it seems to take on a new meaning anytime we lose a loved one. It's a poem titled, My First Christmas in Heaven. And I do not know the author of that poem. If they if it's ever identified and they have a problem with me using it, I would certainly take it down or give them the credit. It's one of those that just has been repeated. I'm sure I received it in an email forward sometime back. It's a real blessing, though, and we have that up, and also Brooksine reading that poem with a musical background. Also have a link to Memories of Christmas from Daily Encouragement Net readers. I've asked the last several weeks if any had memories, and several did respond, as well as those that had in previous years. And there is a selection of just some normal people that are remembering something special about Christmas. And finally, there is a link to a Christmas test that I've posted up for personal growth and perhaps for use in family gatherings. There's also a link to the test key at the end of the test. And all of this material is on the website today or on the email post. Again, the name of our website is dailyencouragement.net. All one word, dailyencouragement.net. And we would really welcome you to examine any of those materials. And this week we especially have Christmas type reflections. And tomorrow my daughter has a very special message she would like for me to share. In fact, she excitedly told me about it on the way to school today. And she wanted to do some writing as well. So please check out the podcast tomorrow or the website. Have a blessed day and continue to have a very merry Christmas season. Thank you.